This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive.
You know what? I think you're making all of this up.
I'm not making this up. Just look at the data.
Well, when you put it that way, nope.
Imagine had he at the State of the Union stood up and said, we've got a pandemic, we got a real problem. Imagine if he had said something. How many more people would be alive?
We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China.
He said it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm not joking. Like, guys like me were the first in my family to go to college.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family,
the first Kinnock,
ever to go to a university?
In a thousand generations. To be able to get the university.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You've called the president's rallies irresponsible, yet you praised peaceful protesting.
There is a big difference between people walking and people sitting down, cheek to jowl, shoulder to shoulder, that causes real serious problems.
I'm sorry, are you a doctor?
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is Susan Connors. She's a Democrat. Susan, welcome.
I look out over my Biden sign in my front yard, and I see a sea of Trump flags and yard signs.
She's also a Republican who voted for President Trump in 2016. Julie, welcome.
How are you feeling now, Julie?
Good evening.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
History repeats itself, first as tragedy, then as farce. Or in the case of Joe Biden, first as farce, then again as farce. But can you imagine that last night he repeated a falsehood about his life, his own biography, that he was busted on 33 years ago. 33 years ago, during his first run for president. And the mainstream media are so in the satchel for Biden that they said it was the best attack on Trump that had ever been made. They either knew that he'd been busted for it before, and they didn't care, and they thought you didn't know it, and I didn't know it, or they're so stupid that they didn't know he'd been busted on it. It really is amazing. I took it personally because I was peripherally involved in that case when he was busted by the Dukakis campaign back in 1987. The Dukakis campaign put together the videotape of Neil Kinnock and then put on that same VCR cassette, that's how long ago it was, the speech of him stealing Neil Kinnock's line. And then they sent a hack from Somerville, a guy named Jack the Hack Corrigan, out to Des Moines, Iowa, to put it in the mailbox out there. Again, this is how medieval it seems. You know, they might as well have used the Pony Express. But when it all happened and he was busted, I wrote a column and I said, we probably won't ever be able to prove it, but I'm positive that the Dukakis people did this because this is their kind of dirty tricks. And I guess I was going out on a limb, but I didn't think I was going out on a limb. No editors cautioned me against writing the piece for the Herald. And sure enough, the morning my column appeared, Dukakis fired his campaign manager for running that dirty trick. And I think that was my first big mention that I got in national political media. People said, the firing came on the same day that a Boston Herald columnist pointed out it was the Dukakis people who'd done it. So I take it, I remember it very well. But don't you think that the mainstream media in the country would have done a little research on Joe Biden before they totally endorsed him? Shouldn't they have done a little research? Shouldn't they have known that? Yet they were talking about it like it was his greatest moment ever. Some of them said, actually, Grace tweeted out about this last night. She said that it's scary that he thought he could get away with it, and it's scarier that the mainstream media. Here's one from somebody named Tim Alberta, whoever he is. This might be the most single effective line deployed against Trump since he rode down the escalator, meaning guys like me, the first in my family to go to college. And then someone named Charlotte Alter, who's like another cheerleader for Biden. She was waving the pom-poms too. This is just so silly. I mean, it's so bad. 844-500-4242. So let's listen to that again, just to see how ridiculous he is. This is Biden in 1987. This is clean audio. Okay. This is a six, cut six.
And I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university?
Why am I the first Kinnick in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Glennis the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
No, it's not because they weren't as smart. It's not because they didn't work as hard. It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
Does anybody really think that they didn't get what we had because they didn't have the talent or the strength or the endurance or the commitment? Of course not. It was because there was no platform upon which they could stand.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. So last night, after being forced out largely because of that plagiarism in 1987, forced out of the race with the help of a Dukakis campaign dirty trickster, he does it again. He does it again. Cut five.
I'm not joking. Like, guys like me were the first in my family to go to college.
I'm not joking. No, I'm not joking. I'm lying. I'm making it up. Because I think you're stupid, and because I'm so senile, I can't remember what I said 33 seconds ago, let alone 33 years ago. Good Lord. Let's see here. Okay, you want some more BS from him? President Trump is talking about the developing a vaccine, but we've heard most of this before, so we're going to stick with this for a little while. And when he starts taking questions, he's on his way to Minnesota to make a campaign stopover. And so isn't the first Biden in 1,000 generations to come out of the coal mines. Okay. So cut seven here. This is Biden last night with CNN.
Imagine had he at the State of the Union stood up and said, when back in January, I wrote an article for USA Today saying, we've got a pandemic, we got a real problem. Imagine if he had said something. How many more people would be alive?
Well, all of them would be alive, right? Joe said he's to blame for all 200,000 deaths. But actually, this is this from the State of the Union message last January. Cut eight.
Protecting Americans' health also means fighting infectious diseases. We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
But of course, they never got into any of that at the Washington Post. The Washington Post admits that Joe Biden was just slinging the bully bull bull. But this is the lead in the Washington Post fact checker story. A Joe Biden town hall does not hit the Pinocchio meter as much as a Donald Trump town hall. What kind of lead is that? What kind of lead is that? They're excusing their candidates lying, his serial prevarications.
So they're grading on a curve now.
That's a good way to put it. Exactly. They're grading on a curve. Okay, so you want some more stuff that that the Washington Post, quote-unquote, fact checkers met? Cut nine.
I'm waiting for the day when he says, I condemn all those white supremacists. I condemn those militia guys.
Let's go back in the Wayback Machine to 2017. Cut 10.
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Okay. Now, let's go back a couple of weeks, just not to 2017. Let's go back a couple of weeks. Biden is talking to ABC Democrat cheerleader David Muir about his plans to shut down the country again. Cut 12.
So if the scientists say shut it down, I would shut it down.
I would shut it down. That was then. This is now. Cut 11.
About the lockdown. I was asked if, in fact, there was a national emergency and all the experts said lock it down. We're not talking about locking down the whole country.
I could have sworn he just said that he would lock down the country. Now he's saying he wouldn't lock down the country. I am confused. Not as confused as Joe Biden, though. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligations investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were a Maine voter, who would you be voting for? Susan Collins, Sarah Gideon, or someone else?
I'm not the biggest Susan Collins fan in the world, but I like all the judges that are being appointed, and you need to keep a Republican majority in the Senate to get those judges approved and confirmed. So I would be voting for Susan Collins.
70% say Susan Collins has their vote, and 28% say they're voting for someone else, or they would.
And only 2% for Sarah Gideon? All right, that's great. Trump is taking some questions now before he heads off to Minnesota. Or is he leaving? Wait a second. He just put Scott Atlas up there. So this is Dr. Atlas.
Distribution here, but we were just going through this. As of the end of the year, we will have over 100 million doses manufactured. The people who are in the prioritized list, of including high risk, including first responders, will have the ability to take the vaccine. No one's being mandated to be vaccinated at the latest in January. And as we said there will be hundreds of millions of doses delivered for people to take it during the first quarter. And so that by April, every single American who wants to be vaccinated will have the ability to be vaccinated. It's not a forced vaccination, of course.
Dr. Fauci said today, basically echoed Dr. Redfield's comments, that Q2, Q3, some point the summer of next year, the entire country potentially, or at least as many Americans that need to be vaccinated, will be vaccinated. Is that the timeline?
We think we will.
Next summer.
Yeah, that's on the outer edge. We think we can beat that number very substantially.
And on TikTok, sir, if you don't mind, the Commerce Department essentially gave you a runway today to strike a deal after the election. Do you expect a TikTok deal before the election or after the election?
I think it could go quickly. We have great companies talking to us about it. You know about Oracle. You know Microsoft has been involved, and let's see whether or not they're continuing to be involved. Walmart is truly a great company. They're very much involved. They want to do something. So we have some great options, and maybe we can keep a lot of people happy, but have the security that we need. We have to have the total security from China.
When will Joe Biden take a question on TikTok?
We're not going to do anything to jeopardize security. At the same time, it's an amazing company and very, very popular. So if we can do a combination of both, I'd be very happy doing that. Could go very quickly, though. Could go very, very fast. Yeah, please.
Mr. President.
Go ahead,
OAN.
Thank you, Mr. President.
OAN. I love it.
So the Kuwaiti ambassador to Austria this week told the IAEA that the Kuwaiti government is very concerned over Iran's constant breaching of the JCPOA. In your discussions with the Kuwaitis today, have you discussed where they stand this week as we go into the UN, as the United States tries to extend sanctions on Iran?
Well, they just left my office, as you know, the Oval Office, and we had a very good meeting with the emir, and I think we understand each other very well. They're very excited about a lot of things that are happening in the Middle East. They are so excited that we signed the first two countries, and I think they'll end up fairly quickly being a part of it. I have, I would say, 7 or 8 countries that want to be a part of it without even working very easily, very quickly. Nobody thought this would happen, and not only is it happening, it's happening rather easily. We discussed that very briefly because that's an easy one.
But John Kerry said it couldn't happen. It was impossible.
A beautiful puzzle that's coming together very nicely. But we are talking to them and others about various aspects of the Middle East. The Middle East is straightening out with all that's happening. You know, we've brought a lot of our troops back. A lot of them are coming back in the very near future. We're out of Syria, other than we kept the oil. I kept the oil. And we have troops guarding the oil. Other than that, we're out of Syria. We took them off the border between Syria and Turkey. We had a lot of troops on the border. Ultimately, we got it down to 50, and I thought they were in great danger. When you have two armies sitting there looking to fight, and you have 50 people in the middle, I don't care who you are, even if you're the U.S., those 50 people are in great danger. We took them out. But we had a lot of troops on the border, and we took them out. I said, look, they've been fighting on their border for 200 years and a lot longer than that under different names, and they can continue to do that. That's not for us. We're guarding our own borders. We're doing very well on our southern border, as an example. So we're out of Syria, except we kept the oil, and we'll make a determination. We'll probably be dealing with the Kurds on the oil and see what it all ends up, but we'll be out. And very importantly, we're down to very few soldiers in Iraq, and we'll be down very shortly over the next couple of weeks to 4,000, less than 4,000 in Afghanistan. And then we'll make that final determination a little bit later on. We're dealing very well with the Taliban. They're very tough. They're very smart. They're very sharp. But, you know, it's been 19 years, and even they are tired of fighting, in all fairness. And we really served as a police force, because if we wanted to do what we had to do, we would have fought a lot differently.
All right, he's still taking questions for a little while longer, and we'll be right back with your calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. One of the biggest remotes we've ever had on this radio show is at the Precinct 10 in Weymouth. That was last year. We had 400 people, over 400 people there. And we haven't done many remotes this year because of the panic, but we've tried to do a few more. And now we've got an announcement to make about a Precinct 10 remote, and it's going to be different from the other one just because we can't have as many people there. We can't.
Sorry.
You're not. Don't tell me you're sorry. I know how sorry you are.
Did this just happen?
Well, we're going to announce it right now. We're going to have a broadcast of the Howie Carr Show at Precinct 10 a week from today, but they're going to be different ways. Before, you could just walk in the door and get a table or sit at the bar, but we have a different way to do it this time because we have to. So Eric Hines is here. He's one of the owners of Precinct 10 in Weymouth. How's it going to work if people want to go to the remote a week from today?
So it's a lot different from last time. Last time we opened the doors and the people flooded in, and I wish it would work that way this time too.
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. But we're going to do it different. So unfortunately, it's going to be a phone call. So it's all reservation instead of walk-in. So everyone will have a reserved seat, a reserved table. We'll figure out.
No charge or anything.
Nope, no charge.
Just reserve. And please don't reserve anything if you can't make it or you're just thinking about coming down, because we're just going to have a very limited number of people. And people can come down if they're on a waiting list.
But. So, yes, exactly. So we will have a wait list. So we're going to try to reserve about 110 seats. That's way down from the initial 400 a couple of years ago, unfortunately. But that's the nature of the beast these days. So,
yeah. What's the number?
The number is, and this is the number you want to call. We have the phone lines open now. So the phone number is 781-335-0010, and that is Precinct 10 in Weymouth. And like I said, we'll take about 110 reservations plus a wait list in case someone can't make it, and it's going to be an awesome time.
Yeah, and if you're just thinking, you know, this might be a good time for a high school reunion and you want to get 8 people, probably like most of them aren't going to be there, just make sure, just give Eric the number of people you're sure can show up. Just, again, so that'll make room for more people.
Exactly. So, you know, with the limited capacity here, we're trying to accommodate as many people as we can. So if you have to cancel, if you have to make a change in number of people in the party, we just ask that you call us to let us know. But to make the reservation, I'll give the number again. Just call us today, 781-335-0010.
And you're going to have appetizers on the table, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we are going to put out some complimentary appetizers for each table to start off. And then
and you know what that means, folks. You've been watching these press conferences. That means you can order a cocktail.
Exactly. So you can't go up to the bar like in the old-fashioned days, but you will have your own server. So servers will be coming around taking cocktail orders, taking entree orders, whatever you would want. So it's almost like you're going to dinner because you'll be seated at a table, except you'll be there. So it'll be even better.
Yeah. And we've got and everything will be set up so wherever you are seated, you will be able to see the show, me and Grace.
Yes, that's correct.
And everybody who comes through the door will get a free copy of what really happened about the 2016 campaign. So we're looking forward to it. Again, we really wish we could do it bigly like we did last, but you know, at least we're doing something. You know, we this is the week we always go to the Big E in West Springfield, and that's totally by the boards this year. So we're glad to be coming back to Precinct 10.
We're looking forward to having you. I mean, you know, we had gone back and forth about whether to do a remote or to not, just given all the restrictions. But it was such a great time last time. So much fun. Great turnout. Met a lot of people. And we said, you know what? Doing something is better than doing nothing. So I think it's going to be a great time, even if it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah. And so the Precinct 10 doesn't have any outside dining. So but your other places do have outside dining. So they're doing more business, right?
Exactly.
So tell us about your other places.
Yeah, so right down the street in Weymouth is Stockholders. We have indoor and outdoor seating there. We have Bay Point Waterfront Restaurant in Quincy, and that's a massive outside seating right on the ocean. And 42 degrees north in Plymouth, also outside seating. So great options for both indoor and outdoor there. Indoor at Precinct 10. But we're looking to kick off the fall-winter season. It's much more at Precinct 10, a fall-winter restaurant. So we'll kick it off
with cozy.
You. It is cozy. It's intimate. It's relaxing. It's great.
Yeah. And it's got plenty of room in normal times.
It has still got plenty of room.
It's still got plenty of room.
It honestly might be the biggest socially distanced restaurant on the South Shore. It's massive. So tons of space.
Yeah. So we look forward to seeing a lot of the people we saw last year. And so give us the number one more time, Eric. And thanks for bringing in the short ribs and mac and cheese. That's really great stuff.
It's got to keep you happy, you know?
We love that stuff.
The phone number, I'll give it to you again. So for Precinct 10 in Weymouth, it's 781-335-0010. And we have people there answering phones now.
Great. I'm sure you're going to be deluged with calls. So, and they're going to put together a waiting list if you're not one of the first people to get the guaranteed reservation. So, Eric, thank you very much for being with us. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to doing it. 413 says, please do one in Western Massachusetts. Well, we'll tell us who, give us the name of someone that wants to do it with us, and we'll see. And like I said, we loved going out to the Big E, and I'm just very sad that we didn't get to go out there like we always do, like I have been since I was a little kid. And it's just, it's a shame. And it's, I don't know, what more can I say? All right. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for being with us. 844-500-4242. So Jonathan Carl from ABC, do you know what he did? I can't believe it. This would never be allowed at Precinct 10. He dropped his mask before he asked a question of the president. Yeah, I wish Trump had said, you know, Jonathan, you know, you ripped me to shreds, you stabbed me in the back, but, you know, you can't put down that mask. I'm going to report you to George Steffi Stephanopoulos.
We have a lot of very important decisions coming down on this scam of unsolicited ballots, where they're sending out tens of millions of ballots to everybody, people that didn't expect them. People are getting inundated with ballots. They'll be showered with ballots. Everybody in this room knows it's a scam. Okay? Everybody in this room, even John. Don't say it, John, because it's a scam. Sending ballots at a level they are never going to be able to count them. Let me ask you.
Vote by mail, sir? People in the White House vote by mail, and they go to the scam.
That's different. That's called solicited. When you solicit, when you go out, it's called absentee or solicit.
Yeah, it's very different. And now they're going to pretend there's no evidence of fraud.
I love how they pretend they don't understand the difference between requesting a ballot because you can't be in your home state and sending out millions of ballots. They play Jimmy, or what's it called, Howie?
Mickey the Dunce.
Mickey the Dunce. Whenever they know he's right. What do you mean? It's the same thing that you do when you're in New York and you can't make it to Florida. No, it's not. You boobs.
Yeah, I know. They're going to fact check him. There have only been a few thousand examples of stealing elections over the years. I mean, there are at least two Democrat presidents in the last 60 years have gotten into office or higher office through stolen elections. Lyndon Johnson in Texas in the primary in 1948 to the Senate, and JFK. To the presidency with Lyndon Johnson as his running mate in 1960. These are major stolen elections, and they affected the course of American history. And that's what they're trying to do again here. I don't think there's any question about it. There was a bad ruling yesterday in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania state court said that they could keep counting ballots for 3 days after the election. So, you know, this is the old thing. They keep counting until they have enough votes. And that's what they're going to try to do. They've just got to try to stop this at every state. And the it's not going to be such a problem in states with Republican governors where they can stop it like in 2018, they stopped the Democrats in Florida from stealing the Senate seat that's now occupied by Scott and the governorship that's now held by DeSantis. But it's going to be difficult when you have someone like Wolf. I mean, Wolf in Pennsylvania is a total would-be dictator with his state health director, Dr. Rachel Levine, formerly known as Dr. Richard Levine. And then you have Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan who wants to blanket the state with mail-in ballots, whether you ask for them or not. 617 says they're going to say it's anecdotal evidence. And another 617 says these are the same people who don't understand the difference between immigrants and illegal aliens. Yes.
Yeah. What said about white supremacists? Did you?
The Postal Service had planned on sending 650 million face masks to Americans back in April. That never happened. Why not? And was it because
I don't know. I don't run it, to be honest. That's run, as you know, that's run by a commission, and they run it.
Why didn't people get 650 million? Why didn't they get 6 billion 500 million? Why didn't they get 65 gazillion trillion billions? That's what they need. You didn't care. I heard Joe Biden last night say all those 200,000 people would be alive if you hadn't been there. If Hillary Clinton had been there, everybody would have been saved. No one would have ever died. Never died. Michigan just said you can count ballots for 2 weeks past the elections. They've got to get this stuff into federal court. I don't know how they do it exactly because state elections are usually the purview of state courts. But sometimes I guess like Florida in 2000, you can get it up to the Supreme Court. They've got to get all this stuff to the Supreme Court and stop the Democrats from stealing the election. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Super Air Purifier sold out in 2 minutes last week with our special. However, Eden Pure is continuing the Thunderstorm sale for Howie Carr Show listeners. Thunderstorm is a super compact, super powerful air purifier you can hold in your hand. You just plug it into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. This Thunderstorm Super Air Purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and negative ions to destroy 99.9% of all air pollution, including germs, allergens, and odors. We've been using it in our studio, and all the staff notices it makes a big difference. It makes the room smell like it would outside after a thunderstorm. It quickly eliminates all odors, including cigarette and pet owners. Those are the really hard ones to get rid of. Veterinarians and real estate agents are now using it to get rid of odors that they could never remove before. For protection from germs and to get rid of stubborn, lingering odors, you need the Thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm air purifier covers up to 400 feet, has no filters to replace, and runs super quiet. It's running right now in our studio, and you can't hear it, can you? The small Thunderstorm is 100 times more powerful than the big, noisy air purifiers that cost over $700, excuse me. The Thunderstorm is now on sale for just $97, but with Howie's big discount, it will be just $87. Use code word Howie at checkout. The more you buy, the more you save. EdenPure.com, your problem room will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
So they were asking him, the reporters, to denounce white supremacy again, like he hasn't done that before, because they just believe whatever Joe Biden says, even though it's false. And there were so many falsehoods in his tongue bath of a town hall last night that the Washington Post fact checkers didn't even bother to check out most of them. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. We just got to, stop the mail-in ballot fraud.
Where was Daniel Dale last night? Daniel Dale is never there when you need him.
You know, the thing about this stealing the Neil Kinnock biography, the British labor leader from the 1980s, and then getting busted on it, including saying he's the first Biden to ever go to college, which again is untrue. Okay, you could say, well, that was 33 years ago, Howie. You know, not everybody has been around as long as you have. But the Washington Post last year did a story recounting the whole Neil Kinnock controversy. Do they not read their own newspaper? Does it not set off some kind of alarm when he starts talking about, I'm the only Biden in my family in 1,000 generations? No, they don't get it. Nope. Nope. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Yeah, I heard about the thing in Pennsylvania, but the Michigan one on 2 weeks, that's a new one to me. But have you ever heard of that group, Public Interest Legal Foundation? They fight voter fraud all over the United States.
Yeah.
And I guess they're investigating double voting in Georgia and North Carolina or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they threw out a congressional election in North Carolina after 2018, and that was Republicans involved in that. So, you know, I'm not saying it's 100%, you know, Republican or 100% Democrat. It's more like 98% Democrat, I would say. And the problem is that these courts now are in many states and at the federal level to a degree by Obama and Clinton appointees are dominated by people who are just leftist ideologues. They don't care about the law. They just want to get the result. And so if they figure they can steal this election and get Trump out of the White House, they'll sign off on it. They don't care about the integrity of the process. That's why this is such a significant election, because if they win this one, just as if they'd won 2016, they probably would have set things up so they would never lose another election. Every election now is a Flight 93 election. Thanks for the call, Steve. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, greetings from Keene. I just want to let you know.
Keene, Vermont?
Save the date. That's well, Keene. It's one of them, Vermont or New Hampshire. But, hey, save the date, September 33rd. We're having a virtual event day for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in Keene. And just a few things from the itinerary. The theme, since Joe likes to hang out in his basement, it's Home Alone, Wet Bandits, Joe and Kamala, Lost in Keene, Vermont.
thanks for the call, Mark. Keene, Vermont, one of his most famous campaign stops of the 2020 campaign. He loves Keene, Vermont. It has a wide street, you know. It's so wide, it's in two states. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, up here in Maine, our last voting cycle, we voted in, if you can't sign your name on documents, you can okay somebody to do that. I believe that our homes up here are going to be inundated.
I think
voter harvesters.
I think you're probably right, Luke. I mean, down here, it's been going on for a while. I still remember, I think the first time we ever used the internet on this show to a large degree was when we got pictures from Jamaica Plain from I think it was a nursing home. And they had pulled a curtain on a voting booth, and there were 4 feet visible under the curtain. And it was somebody voting for a nursing home respondent, and we put it up on Free Republic, and people were going crazy. But it's only gotten worse since then, much worse. And I don't know. I hope we can stop it. Thanks for the call, Luke. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Quick question. I know you probably heard about the town of Franklin finding 3,000 votes after the
Correct.
September 1st election.
Yes, and the town clerk quit. Yes, resigned.
So my question was, and I know a lot of people didn't vote for him, but Dr. Shiva was screaming about missing votes. Is he onto something?
I in his case, I don't think he is. I think that in Franklin, it was probably more Democrat votes, and it might have affected the 4th congressional district race between Auchincloss and Jesse Mermel or whatever the hell her name was. But no, he hasn't filed anything. He said he was going to file a lawsuit and present the evidence, but he hasn't done anything. And I think the ballots are if they haven't been printed, they're about to be printed. And he's out. I'm Howie Carr.